Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. All fallout from the WWE Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. Last night, Charlotte won the WWE women's title from Sasha Banks into the main event. It went on last, their Hell in a Cell match. Charlotte beating Sasha with her finish clean in the middle. There was no Nia Jax. There was no interference. Nothing. Just beat her clean in the middle. That obviously is the most talked about aspect of Hell in a Cell last night. We also, of course, had Roman Reigns beating Rusev and Kevin Owens beating Seth Rollins. There was a lot of interference in the Kevin Owens match. They did the same thing they did in the original Hell in a Cell match with Undertaker and Shawn Michaels, where somebody got injured. This time it was the referee, and the original match was the cameraman. That to open the door to get the guy out of there, and of course that gave the other dude, in the original match, it gave the guys the opportunity to get out of the cage. In this match, it gave Chris Jericho the opportunity to run in and help Kevin Owens. And they double-teamed Seth Rollins. And for those of you that try and figure out what they're doing on Raw, well, last week, Seth Rollins pinned two men. And so last night, the two men basically pinned Seth Rollins. That's how we do things here in WWE. So Kevin Owens still the champion. Roman Reigns still the champion. Bayley beat Dana Brooke. I presume that is to build up Bayley versus Charlotte. Although there may be some twists and turns involving Sasha Banks. And of course, we've got a lot of other matches to talk about as well. I want your thoughts. Toll free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. Back in a moment with Mike Sempervivi, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey, George, what's on your bucket list?
I want to see a game in every baseball park.
That's a lot of parks. Where are you going to stay?
At America's Best Value Inn, they're part of the Vantage Hotels family of brands with over 1,100 hotels in North America. Plus, with America's Best Value Inn's reward program, I get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout, plus free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. In fact, I just booked my trip at VantageHotels.com and mapped my whole route on their website.
Now that's a game plan.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Poll time, everybody! I got a poll up on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. Which was the best Hell in a Cell match last night? Apparently there was controversy on our message board. If you think it was Sasha versus Charlotte, you can cast your vote. If you thought it was Owens versus Rollins, you can cast your vote. 43 minutes left to vote. I want the answers before this show goes off the air, and we will follow along here on this program. Mike, what did you think of the two matches? Which one was the better match?
I'll let you guess for me. Which one do you think that I'd say the better match was?
Well, based on yesterday, you're going to say the women's match. But you're going to be beaten in this poll again.
Of course I'm not. I'm going to say the match that should have been the main event, which was Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens, even with the wacky finish. Didn't matter. There were wacky finishes all over this card. But, yeah, I think it was the better match. I think the women's match, unfortunately, again, a lot of it was out of their hands. A lot of it was how it was built up. And then when it came time to, I mean, this is a match that's been overdone. It has been between these two, and they have a very formulaic way that they do it. They tend to miss things. There's a lot of light between punches, things like that. But for some reason, that gets excused, and I guess fine that it gets excused for them a little bit more than it would for some other people when it comes to Sasha and Charlotte and Becky and Bailey and Paige when she was there. I mean, I'm not saying there's a double standard, but it's like, okay, they do a formulaic match. We don't really blame them. We blame the NXT system and the fact that they worked with each other so much. But when you already have that, and we've already seen it all, and you've done nothing to build this up as anything special, and it's going to be in the main event on the show, then with these overscripted promos they have, don't make the match so overwrought. And they did that, and they made it very heavy-handed. It was very overbooked. It was ridiculous.
Dude.
We had a 5-minute...
You should have seen what they wanted to do. They were toned... What you got was a toned-down version of what the women wanted to do.
Which, again, as I was saying, because this is what people like to bring up when it comes to, like, well, people don't get mad at the men for doing these moves. We already discussed this yesterday that, yes, we both will say...
Yeah, we do.
Men who do moves that make complete, you know, utter lack of sense as it relates to a match or don't sell or whatever it is, it sticks out for them too. Women are nothing special here when it comes to that. It's about 5'10" Charlotte many times doing moves where she would land on top of 5'5", 100-pound Sasha, who is not trained to catch or to tumble with Charlotte. And you already have somebody in Sasha Banks that gets hurt all the time or has got a long laundry list of injuries that are not made up. These aren't fantasy injuries that she's had. She's been hurt. So to see her take a monkey flip into the cage and then land on the back of her neck, I mean, I guess she was supposed to do that. The double knees and landing in such a way where your back looked all jacked up. Again, there were... The whole thing, the whole story wasn't told very well. I thought they started off great. The brawl on the outside was great. But then as soon, and this was WWE's fault, and it was whoever laid the matches out fault, why you went to 5 minutes, it ended up being 6 because they trapped her neck in with the wires. But the 5 minute, which was almost exactly 5 minute delay that you had where they were trying to cart her out, and all of the questions that, if you were thinking about it, would be brought up from this, from Why does she just get to jump off the stretcher and the referee immediately signal? Why does she get to punch an EMT? Why was Charlotte going to get the win via forfeit for a match that didn't start when she was the one that attacked her? All of these questions you put to the side, and then they start the match. And then, again, they had good moments, but it was so overdone. And not because maybe them, even though I guess they wanted to do more, but because of whoever laid the match out and let them go through with it. There's a lot of blame to go around here, and this ends up not being historic like they want to claim it is. It just ended up being the first women's match to main event a pay-per-view, but it's not the only match that ever main evented a pay-per-view that really was overblown and not as good as people really want it to be. It just wasn't that good, no matter how much you like Sasha Banks or how much you like Charlotte. It wasn't that great.
Well, at the end of the day, it was historic because it was the first time. But I think
what does that mean?
It was the first time. So you know how WWE is. From now until the end of time, they're going to act like this was a historic, five-star, classic wrestling match.
Lita cried. Again, everybody's crying. Why is everybody crying?
That's what they do. Now, let's talk about, first off, our poll results so far. 273 votes, 63%. Owens versus Rollins, 37% Sasha versus Charlotte. None of this matters. If you love the main event, great. You can love whatever match you want. But I would just like to point out before we go to the phones here that it's not about how much stuff you do. It's about how good a match you can have.
And when you do it.
And last night was about doing a lot of stuff. And finally, they about halfway through, it was looking pretty good, aside from Sasha falling on her head. But then they had one spot that went wrong, and the match tumbled off a cliff and never recovered. And I stand by that until the day I die. If you want to watch the match again, if you disagree with me, I recommend you do so. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. They lost the crowd. They got no reaction for the finish. And by the way, since a lot of people are asking, I don't know what the hell the timeline was. All I can tell you was, over a week ago, I was told that Charlotte was winning. At some point, it changed to where Sasha Banks was going to win. And I guess the mindset was Vince thought it would be a bad idea if Charlotte left as champion in Sasha's hometown. But then they decided, well, we got a streak going on here with Charlotte. I guess they want to go with Charlotte and Bayley. Although, as I noted, there may be some twists and turns. And so at the end of the day, they changed their mind again, and Charlotte walked out as the champion. Now, when they decided to do what, I don't know, and it doesn't matter. What matters is Charlotte left as the champion, and we'll find out what they do tonight. To the phones, you're on the air. What's up?
Hello, that's me, right?
That's you, yes.
Oh, thank you. This is Laurel from Modesto, California.
Laurel, what's going on?
You know, I really just wanted to ask about Akira Tozawa, really. My understanding is that his last date with Dragon Gate is November 3rd, but then how long until he makes it to WWE after or the Cruiserweight division after that? Do you have any idea of his schedule?
I just heard today, actually, that he is moving. Where is this? He's coming in soon. Let's just put it that way. I think he's in the process of getting a place to live here in America, and then he'll be heading up.
Outstanding. Thank you so much for taking my call. Happy Halloween to you both.
Happy Halloween. He's moving in today. That is the update.
Good.
Yeah.
Susie learns where that hard camera is and figures out his personality, then he'll be up.
Oh, wait. Maybe I'm wrong. No, yeah. Yeah. Tozawa's moving in today. There you go. So I presume he's on his way in. All right. To the phones. You are on the air. What's going on?
Brian, it's Chris in Las Vegas. I am back and better than ever, unlike any WWE shows I've been watching lately. I haven't really been watching since WrestleMania. I was forced to watch WrestleMania because my friends came over and I put the show on. I fall asleep every Monday night Raw comes on. I fell asleep last night during the pay-per-view. You are in a Hell in a Cell. There is a cage there. I don't understand why you're not ramming your opponent's head and trying to use that cage to advantage. Instead, I'm watching three-fourths of a match take place inside the ring when I should be trying to destroy my opponent, creating the illusion that, hey, I'm going to use this cell to my advantage. If not, I'm going to try to run away and get back in the middle of the ring. Then you have things I notice. I'm tired of all the new digital stuff that they have all around the rings because, like now, the post on Monday, I noticed, was it during the main event, they ran each other into that steel, well, what was the steel post? And the announcer went, oh, and he can't say anything because the steel post is now gone. At least one side of the ring to where they can get some weapons out and stuff. But I want to watch pro wrestling, less pro wrestling. I'm tired of falling asleep during shows because they're too long, and I'm going to watch other promotions and forget all this WWE crap.
Well, thank you, Chris. It sounds like you need new friends since they forced you to watch that pay-per-view last night. I wish I had video of that. I can just imagine there's a knock on Chris's door as he's doing something else, and he opens it, and it's his friends. And they storm in, and they say, "Damn it, Chris, put this pay-per-view on!" And he's forced to against his will. And he watches this WWE Hell in a Cell. Phones are going nuts. We'll take more calls after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Carrie Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like an SPL 5-piece drum kit for $299, an Electro Voice vocal mic just $29, and check out the new Roland DJ808 for $14.99. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
Psst, hey you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead, I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com is a premier streaming site for all things independent wrestling. And if you're into shoot interviews, you've got to check out the High Spots Wrestling Network. Over 200 full-length shoots, including Old School with Steve Corino, Best Friends with Chuck and Trent. Head to HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com and start shooting today, brother. Our poll, you're currently at 482 votes. Sasha versus Charlotte, 36% now. and Owens versus Rollins at 64%. This person says, it seems that a huge number of fans hold the women's matches to different standards than they do others. Just look at the backlash Dave receives for even daring to critique them. Anytime they face each other, fans seem to immediately proclaim the match as a show stealer, which their matches at SummerSlam and last night were anything but. Well,
Sasha's fans are like Beyonce fans. That's the like dare criticize it, even slightly bring up something about Sasha, and you hate Sasha, you don't like Sasha, you don't like the women, you're being sexist. I see that end up getting pushed a lot, and there are a lot of sexist wrestling fans. There are tons of sexist wrestling fans, so it's not even those people that I have a problem with. It seems to just be, though, individually with Sasha, it's like, how dare you criticize her? How dare you even say that she's injured? I mean, the fact that people push back against why she was out and things like that, it's like, maybe I've missed people becoming that cynical, but it just seems to be, for whatever reason, with her, there's a sensitivity attached to it. And I don't know who you can draw a parallel with on the dude side, but I'm sure that there's one that people get all up in arms about or all fidgety about, whether it be, you know, Ric Flair or I don't know who, Jumbo Tsuruta. I think for a lot of American Japanese wrestling fans, I know he was somebody that it was hard to push against, and Dave calling him lazy Jumbo was the worst, you know, most cruel thing that you could ever do. And things like that, where it's like, I know what people want out of the women's division. It's what I want out of the women's division, and I don't blame them, and it's not all of their fault, but you can't make something better than it is. And when you can blow holes in a match and when you can critique something fairly and it just doesn't live up to par, then it just doesn't live up to par, period.
Listen, if Sasha or anybody else is going to talk about how they want equality, then your matches will be judged equally. And if you have a bad match, we're going to say it's a bad match. And yes, there are fans that they have blinders on. They do not want to hear that the women had a bad match. They will defend it to the death. I don't know why. They just do. This was an example of a match that was very good, and then it got bad. It's just a fact. If you want equality, that's your equal rights description of this match. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, it's Josh in OKC.
Yes, Josh.
I wanted to bring something up about the Rusev-Roman match, but as Mike said something about sexist wrestling fans, I did want to mention that I was really hoping after a while Sasha would pull her trunks back down, because I was getting tired of hearing all the hooting and hollering from the front row crowd. I don't know if you guys heard any of that.
I heard some various things from that front row crowd, including some very profane things about Brian Kendrick's hair.
Yeah, I didn't actually pay much mind to him in the women's match, but
yeah, they were hooting at Sasha whenever she had her trunks pulled up. But one of my pet peeves in that match with the Rusev and Roman Reigns is we saw him get the kendo stick shots on Rusev, and then it's hard for me to not be taken out of the match when a guy with a padded chest plate thing is getting hit in the chest with a kendo stick.
Well,
and
he's got that
sitting there thinking
he's got that gimmick on.
It was ridiculous.
He's got a flak jacket.
I just don't see how that could hurt. Like, 'cause he's selling it like it hurts.
Well, you know, the sheer force of that Bulgarian swinging it, you're going to get some impact. But
and then he broke it over his leg right
yes.
after.
Yeah, you're right. Listen, I don't want to sit here and tell everybody that the only bad thing on the show was the women. That would be a lie. And it wasn't even bad. There was stuff on the show that was bad. Dana Brooke was bad. I don't care if she's a man or a woman. It was bad.
And I don't even hate Roman. I think he's done some good work in the ring. I don't know about his promos, but in the ring, he's done some good work. But the flak jacket just...
You should have heard his promo afterwards on Raw Talk or whatever nonsense name that show is afterwards with Lita and Booker, just because we needed more Lita and Booker. More Renee Young is fine, but my God. But Roman Reigns was just out there, like he laid back, like he just had a beer, talking trash about Seth Rollins, talking about how it was always his little brother in the Shield, and like talking like he was just like got done football practice and now they're talking trash, which amazingly, being a Division I college football player who's probably talked some trash and looks the way he does, you'd think it would be more natural.
Isn't Rollins a babyface?
Exactly.
How about that?
So it's like, you know, here was a good thing. You know, it's reason number 2 million that this guy should probably be a heel, especially because he was just brutalized again by the crowd, and that's all they're going to do. So give them a reason to boo him. If they turn around and cheer him, who cares?
Okay.
Then you can sell more merchandise.
Hold on a sec. I got breaking news here.
Oh, boy.
Nate Rao.
Yes.
Judge strikes down Corgan's request for a temporary restraining order. Big win for Dixie and TNA.
Yeah.
This thing is just going to continue on. It's just going to keep barreling on. At least I get a reprieve having to worry about writing some book. Can you imagine?
Coming.
Probably have
it's
Nate Rao on tomorrow. He'll wrap up all of this here on the program. I can only imagine. Here's the thing. There's a big aspect to this that not everybody is talking about. And that is not every single person, but I would say the majority, and maybe the vast majority, of the people that are working for TNA, they want Dixie out of there, and they want Corgan running the ship.
Yeah.
And it very much looks like Corgan's not going to get this, and Dixie is going to continue to run it. So you can take your guess what that's going to mean for morale, but my guess is it's not going to be good.
Big John's morale is high.
Sure. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
I want to talk about the Hell in a Cell, Sasha and Charlotte match.
Sound down about this, Jim.
The way I understand it now, I was listening. Can I say another show's name? The Law?
Sure.
And the way Dan was talking, up until late that afternoon, Sasha was supposed to win that match, and then they made the decision to put it Charlotte, give her the victory late in the afternoon.
Yes, I talked about this earlier. I don't know when all of the decisions were made, but Charlotte was going to win, and then Sasha was going to win, and then Charlotte ended up winning.
Got to keep Charlotte undefeated on network because she's 14-0. She's 2-2 in tag matches, but she's 14-0.
Hey, this company's
WWE Network.
Big on streaks right now.
Exactly.
You want to know why? I don't know if this is why, but this is what I was just thinking the other day. I think they're so into everybody breaking records because they want fans to think that this company's never been better. All of the old records are falling by the wayside. We've got the best workers here. Seth, challenging for the title on 16 straight shows. Charlotte has won or defended the title. Whatever, the New Day about to beat Demolition's record. It's all about records, 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 records. To let you know that forget the Raw ratings and everything else. This is the best it's ever been. Look at all this great talent breaking all these records.
Well, I don't know because, and sorry, Jim, to step on you even more here, but there's a psychology here always from Vince McMahon. I mean, once you set a record and you fall out of favor with somebody and you start rolling with something, then you want that person to break it because you're done with that person from the past. The world title, The Rock was the youngest person to win it. Then Brock Lesnar came around. Brock Lesnar was the youngest person to win it. Then he fell out of favor. You had Randy Orton there. They were building him as part of Evolution. Now Randy Orton is the youngest guy to win the title. They did this with the women. It was Medusa or whatever it was where it went down the line. And then we ended up having, I forget who fell out of favor. It was AJ Lee the last time around. So whatever it is, you have these things where somebody's got to take somebody else's place when they fall out of favor with that person. And with Demolition, I think it just happened to be with the New Day that they got to a point where they were close enough to doing it. They have this beef, I guess. I don't know if it's with Derringer. I know they certainly have one with Bill Eadie. So I don't know if that's got anything to do with it. But then they look at it that way where it's like, okay, now these guys are going to break it. The problem is once you hype that up and you fall out of favor with somebody, Vince has it in his mind, well, we're going to go ahead and do it this way. And looks at it as a selling point, whether it makes sense or not, whether you just jam it in there or not.
Okay, Jim, go ahead.
You know, I was just thinking about something. Before Sasha goes, could it be that Vince is not as much behind her as he is Charlotte, or he doesn't have as much faith in her?
Because she gets hurt all the time. He's said she's injury prone, and then she goes out there in this match. She wanted to do even crazier things. I think she wanted to, like, fall off the cage to the table or something crazy, and they're like, no. And she still managed to go in there and land on her head.
You know what the worst part was about that slam on the table, too? The slam on the table with Sasha, she's so light. She's not like she can slam right through the thing. So she slides off and then basically, and she had enough time to get up on her shoulders and her back more. But look how she slid off of that thing onto the ground. She's got a magnet with her neck of how she falls. That is obviously with her back is going to be her undoing.
Well, I think Charlotte, you know, I think a lot of people need to give her a little bit more respect. She's not a bad heel.
Who, Charlotte? Hell no. She's
the best
great.
They got.
I think she's real good.
Especially when they stay out of her way and let her be herself. I mean, look, and Vince is, I hear the music, but Vince has got a type. With Beth Phoenix, with a lot of women that they've had, they've got a type. And Charlotte fits that better than anybody, but that's not the reason why Charlotte's the best one they have right now. It's just because she is.
Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. You don't gotta go to work.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, November 2nd, and that's the Rite Aid Wellness 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event, Wednesday, November 2nd. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Season 3 of the critically acclaimed shoot series Back to the Territories with Jim Cornette returns. Check out the Amarillo edition starring Terry Funk. Join Cornette and Funk as they chronicle the territory trail blazed by Dory Sr. Hear what Terry and Dory Jr. did to keep it going after Senior's passing. The Back to the Territory series by producers Kayfabe Commentaries is the definitive chronicling of the classic territories Corny has already covered. Florida, Indianapolis, Mid-South, Mid-Atlantic, and the AWA, Calgary, etc., in previous editions. Now you can check out Amarillo on DVD, on demand, and KC downloads at www.shootinterviews.com. Up in the DeLorean and do the territories with Jim Cornette as your wheelman. And back to the territories. Raw tonight, the return of Goldberg, and perhaps some spooky characters returning for the Halloween edition of the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this fella here says, people definitely hold the women's matches to different standards. My friends are raving about the match, and I don't see why. Poll here right now, 713 votes. There are 15 minutes left to vote. The results so far, 35% believe Sasha and Charlotte was the best match all night, and 65% Owens versus Rollins. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey. I don't know if you guys already talked about this, maybe, but the cables in the match last night against Sasha and Charlotte was, like, hilarious.
Wrestle crap worthy, when, yes?
They had the... So, when they were taking Sasha out on a stretcher, she was, like, tangled up in the cables, and then one of the refs, like, yanks the cables, but somehow they got... The cable was, like, hooked up to Sasha's, like, neck brace.
Yes.
So she's, like...
Her neck is her neck. Magnet, as Mike noted.
Telling you, man. It really is. And again, that went, it was like, I've been looking at the clock and it was like, it was a solid 6 minutes. And it's like, well, probably if the cables weren't in there, it would have been a 5 minute thing. But it was like, it was just, I don't know. That really, from how the damn thing started, that really was just so over. Just, and that's not their fault. That's WWE's fault. It was so much nonsense.
Shouldn't that ref be fired, though? He was like yanking Sasha's neck around.
But look, at the medical guys. I mean, you blame them. I mean, because there's the other thing too of all the questions that you would have, and you don't want to like. And this isn't like picking nits. There just happened to be so many plot holes there, including there's no like actual spinal column neck and head trauma proceedings, you know, and procedures that are being adhered to there. There's nothing.
Dude,
and it's just,
that is nitpicking. But I will tell you what did suck about it. I hate to be burying this match, but it's all people are talking about here today.
There's so much stuff. You can take your choice.
I understand it is an easy pop to get injured before the match and you tease you can't continue and they strap you to the backboard and they put the neck brace on.
Yeah, this is Mick Foley, who already killed it for everybody by having it happen for real.
But then you jump off the thing and away you go.
I guess.
When you sell it like it's all over for you and you can't even stand, but then due to an announcement, it's like spinach is being poured down your throat and you leap to your feet and you begin beating up grown men and then you rush to the ring and you ain't selling anything.
No.
This business is an illusion, and it's about pretending in an effort to create sympathy from the audience. When you take the audience... You know what the problem with this match was? It was half... You took the audience out of it by not selling, and then it was half... You did really stupid things where they thought you were actually going to kill yourself. So the audience is being tugged in two directions.
And then you just have them completely baffled by the end where it's, I don't know what reasons there were other than it was just slack-jawedness. That's how it ends. Because from the time that Charlotte hit that table and bounced off of it and didn't really quite go through it, although she crumpled underneath it, fans were done. And they didn't respond to really anything from that point on, especially when they ended up having the situation where Charlotte bounced through the tables. Just everything about it, from her dragging the table over, and I know that's what they wanted to do because Corey Graves called it out. Her back's going to give out. She won't make it across the ring, and it didn't. But it didn't matter because all the drama had been drained from it. On top of the fact that we haven't mentioned yet, even though we've talked about them, there were two other Hell in the Cell matches because you backed yourself into a corner by booking three Hell in a Cell matches on a themed pay-per-view, which also didn't help this match out anything at all either.
Listen, I hate to be a jerk, but let's just recap that running powerbomb spot. So they're in the corner, and there's a table right there, and Charlotte is going to put Sasha through the table, but Sasha cuts her off. Sasha then, instead of putting Charlotte through the table right there, Sasha takes the table and takes it to the other side and then picks up Charlotte, and she's going to run her through the table. Why would you do that? Why didn't you just put her through the table that was right there? Why'd you move the table and then go to do a running powerbomb with a bad back? Doesn't make any sense. Now, I'm going to get off this because I have more to say about TNA. This person says, is it fair and accurate to say the current state of TNA can be traced directly to Dixie's decision to lie to Spike about Vince Russo's employment status? Yes. In fact, if you read last week's Observer, there is a gigantic cover story tracing their doom back to one specific day. Although, to be fair, I've been ranting about TNA for 14 years now. I can trace it back to 2002, the beginning of the end. Because, at least with WCW, there was a rise, which was followed by a fall.
Oh.
There was not much of a rise with TNA.
Yeah, but you know what, Brian? There still was enough of one.
No.
Because, yeah, look, when you start off with a horrible concept that is way before its time, where you're going to do basically what places are doing now with subscriptions online, hey, people will pay $9.99. They didn't. So Health South drops out. Jerry Jarrett drops out. This group comes in. Dixie Carter's family comes in. And they work the thing, and they get it to a point where it actually gets money. People are actually, Spike TV is paying for this. They have a spot right with the UFC. There was at least a little bit of a rise. You look at the talent roster at any point in time, and you look at who was there employed and who was there working. Not who was there pushed, but who was there working and available at their fingertips. So there was a rise there. Now, did they bungle it along the way? Yes, but in spite of itself, it actually did make it to a certain place, which makes it ever more laughable that, much like many of the other promotions that died on the vine in the past, they make all of the same mistakes all of those other places did, from bringing in people that they shouldn't, from hiring people that are way past their prime, whether it be production or whether it be in the ring or whether it be minds behind the business, whatever it is. On top of that, Vince Russo. So there was at least a little bit of a rise in spite of itself. Now,
a little bit? You will not be the co-author.
No,
I'll give
look,
you a very little bit.
Look, yes, but nothing will ever top what WCW was, especially when you even go back further than the book and you look at like where that thing spawned from and the fight with Gunkel Enterprises and how disgusting and nasty that was, and Jim Barnett and all those politics and all that stuff involved there. Nothing will ever top WCW. Nothing will ever make the money that it probably did. But still, you can't hold it to that standard. This is its own special kind of insanity, and it should be treated that way. Look, this is insane. Somebody's given her money now to continue this promotion on. I mean, come on. This is more than Lazarus. How does this keep happening?
Dude.
Anthem.
I'm still hung up on this alleged rise. Give me a break. Come on.
Hey.
Yeah, you know what? Bill Gates could support a wrestling promotion, and I could make every stupid mistake in the world and never draw any money whatsoever. That doesn't mean I had a rise. It means I found somebody with money. In this case, it was her dad.
Yeah, well, isn't that wrestling?
You know what?
Isn't that what it's all
Listen,
about?
Listen, I don't want to be a jerk.
Good
here,
money, Mark?
I don't want to be a jerk, but I love my daughter so much, it's like not even funny. Her dad pulled the plug on a wrestling company that lost so much money. And he funded it and put millions into it for years. But eventually, he pulled the plug on his daughter's company in terms of funding.
Yeah.
Do you know how big a fail that has to be for your father to pull the plug on his daughter's money for a wrestling promotion?
Happens all the time, dude.
No, it doesn't. Give me a break.
At different levels, yes,
Stephanie's still on TV every week.
That's because her dad's always going to give her money.
That's my point.
Yeah?
The fact that he pulled the plug, that should tell you something about what a failure this
was. Dude, the fact that she keeps getting people somehow, some way to bail her out where they keep limping along is the actual story to this.
Dude, there's a million stories. That is one of them, obviously.
Yes, but I'm sorry, it is. Look, this has been, what, 14, 15? How long has it been now since TNA? Do some math. How long has it been?
It's been 14 years. I explained that earlier. It's a disaster.
Amazing.
It's always been a disaster. It's been a disaster from day one. There was never a point it wasn't a disaster.
The Johnsons and midgets and trash cans.
Even when they were doing 1.25 million viewers on Spike TV, they still couldn't get a single person. I shouldn't say a single person. That would actually be a lie.
We did the percentages there, though, no, of the pay-per-views. And the fact that when they figured out what their formula should be for the pay-per-views with the two Joe Angle matches, they just stopped doing them.
Oh, we got somebody here who's defending you. I got to read this.
Oh, yeah? For which now?
Stevie J. like Semper Vivi is partially right.
Wait, what?
They rose from bleeding money to just barely breaking even in the Spike era, but they never succeeded. Barely breaking even. Let me explain what breaking even is. Okay. If you lose $40 million and then 1 year you don't lose any money, that ain't breaking even. You're still $40 million in the hole.
Well, you know what he means, though.
Yeah, and he's wrong.
That's what
you can't lose $40 million and then have 1 year where you don't lose any money and tell me you're breaking even. I mean, I guess technically you're breaking even, but where's that $40 million?
It's true, but look, you're always going to lose a little money in a startup business. So,
oh yeah, this was a startup. It's been 14 years.
Let's say, look, the fact that people are starving in places and there will be others that continue to give Dixie Carter money to run a wrestling company that could have been sold and probably remained on Spike or at least been back on Spike by this point if it would have went to Jeff Jarrett and Toby Keith. I would believe that, at least. You know, Billy Corgan, at least it had some hope, which is one of the reasons that people, you know, want him to...
You know what? I know everybody likes Billy, but did it have hope? Like, let's just say that Billy got this company, okay?
Yeah.
So, they're insolvent.
I know.
They don't run any shows.
I know.
They don't run any pay-per-views.
No.
Like, how are you magically going to become solvent again when you're insolvent? In fact, I believe in his own lawsuit, he said something like, continued insolvency does not lead to solvency or something like that. I can't remember the exact line. And it's like, you're right, dude, so why do you want this?
Well, again, yes, because I guess whatever you get the rights to there, he wants to own a wrestling company, and he's got enough money to sit on. And there, again, the only benefit that I would have seen from this, or at least one of the benefits that I would have seen from Billy Corgan owning it, is does he have a good chance of shopping it out? No. Does he have a better shot than most people to shop it to a WGN America because he is based in Chicago and they do have more national clearance than ever? Yes. Has there been other things on WGN America, including WWE, that have failed? Yes. But again, his name will take it to a certain point where others couldn't. Doesn't mean it's going to succeed. Doesn't mean he'll do it right. Doesn't mean anything other than it's better a shot than what they probably have with Dixie Carter. Although somehow, some way, for some reason, Anthem wants to get involved and prop this up with a stick. So
okay.
I guess we'll have to see what
all
happens.
All right. So if all that's true, then Billy Corgan should walk away and he should restart Revolution Pro. And he should pay for some TV time on Pop, because it can't be that expensive. And he should run some shows with talent. And he should make money without having to deal with tax liens and millions of dollars of debt with no money coming in. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's master handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 citation list. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout/tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Chris in Las Vegas says, to clarify, it is my friend's kid who asked me to watch it. The adults come and bring their children. It's more fun with friends and by yourself, and I cannot say no to the children. Although I will watch Goldberg versus Lesnar willingly. Well, I hope they don't screw this up, but Goldberg's back on the show here tonight, which I am virulently against. I mean, if you know it absolutely cannot be better than his first appearance, and it can't, then by definition, it's going to be worse.
No,
so don't even have him on the show.
No speak. Just kill dudes. No speak.
You know, it would be best if he came out and he grabbed the mic and he was about to speak and Bo Dallas with his stupid sign interrupted and gets speared and jackhammered. That I would approve of if I were Vince McMahon. Right,
three or four throughout the night, I'd be fine with that.
That's right. Goldberg's back tonight. Spooky characters are likely. And we will be talking about it tonight on the show. Nate Rao is going to be on the show tomorrow talking TNA. He's there in the courtroom.
Speaking of boogeyman,
give us all of the details and more. And that is it from here. I want to thank all of the callers. Lots of callers here today. Very passionate subject, this Charlotte-Sasha Banks match. So thank you very much, all of you. Mike, as always, the folks at Sports Byline USA. We're here Monday through Friday. Noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Check us out, sportsbyline.com, wrestlingobserver.com, tune in radio, searching Sports Byline, and that is it. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.